Hi there, and welcome to Voyage. Yes, it's Wednesday morning, and it's Voyage again. For the next 3 hours, you're going to hear some of the best in the world of jazz. My name's Keith Black, and as always, it is a treat for me to bring my music to share with you. I hope you can stay tuned. It'll be the usual mix of new and not quite so new stuff, and always try to stretch at least some of the wide range of what is the current jazz scene into some sort of recognizable portion, but that's not always easy, put it that way. But I do what I can. There's no way I can cover it all. There just absolutely is not. But we work at it hard. I'll go through the playlist briefly and then go back and, as usual, give a more detailed introduction. I'm going to start with I'll talk about in a few moments an interesting tribute to start the show today. Following that, I need to acknowledge my friend and former jazz host here, who now does a jazz program on the internet, Mo Hoag, who is probably the most knowledgeable, well, not probably, I believe him to be the most knowledgeable jazz person in Winnipeg, and his knowledge of worldwide jazz is unbelievable. He has put me in the ears of a couple of Australian saxophonists that I had not heard of before. And I'm going to share some of their brand new stuff with you. The first one is named Sam Gill, and the second one is called Jeremy Rose. And both of them will show up not next to each other, but a little bit further down. Following Sam Gill will be the Kate Wyatt Trio, Kate Wyatt on piano. Then drummer Phil Haynes. I started this, I played just a tiny bit of this album at the very end of my show, and I promised that, at least on air, not that Phil Haynes would ever hear it, but I promised that I would do him justice by giving him the full show that I wasn't able to do last week, and I'll talk about that when I get there. Then the saxophonist Jeremy Rose that I mentioned from Australia. Then my historical segment. And last week I was hoping that I would be able to do a historical segment, a fairly extensive one, for drummer Jack DeJohnette, who died last week. And I intend to do that. But when I got going on it this week, I realized that I needed to put together some sort of sample from at least some of the various different directions that he took during his career. And to do that and to sample a few of the albums is taking me longer than I thought. So last week, my historical segment was the great album with singer Carmen McRae singing Monk tunes. So I said, what the heck? And today, my historical segment is a Thelonious Monk classic album, Straight No Chaser, and I'll talk about that when I get there as well. Following that, some orchestral jazz that I think is just wonderful with Norwegian saxophonist Marius Nesset. Following that, a solo album by guitarist Sam Dickinson, Canadian guitarist, that is very interesting and very ambitious. He's worked very hard at that. And I'll take us out with a little bit of an earlier album by Ernesto Cervini when I get there. But getting back to the top, Ernesto Cervini, whose name I just mentioned, is a Toronto drummer. Well, actually, he's a multi-instrumentalist, but usually known as a drummer. He has fronted a number of bands and has performed as a sideman on many others. He's a great, great musician. And as well as that, he's an arranger, composer, publicist, and marketer, and spokesperson for Canadian jazz at the top level. The other thing about Ernesto is that he's sort of a friend. I call him that. We have actually met a couple of times. Mostly it's a communication with emails and phone calls, but I have actually met him on two occasions when he's been performing here in Winnipeg. My reason for mentioning him this morning is on top of being a terrific musician, Ernesto has several other passions. And one is the Toronto Blue Jays. He is a dyed-in-the-wool Blue Jay fan. And my heart was going out to him last week as all of us were agonizing over the Jays' run that almost made it but didn't quite. And I was sure that on Saturday, Ernesto was in deep grief. So, Ernesto, I was thinking of you, and that led me to pull out a track that I'm going to start with today that's sort of a tribute to the whole thing. A couple of years ago, Ernesto had an album with his band called Turboprop, and the album was called Abundance. And one of the tracks, well, here, I'll tell you who was there. With Tara Davidson on alto and Joel Fram on tenor, William Karn on trombone, Andrea Ferrucci on piano, Dan Loomis on bass, and Ernesto, of course, on drums. One of the tracks was a composition just simply called Song for Cito. If that name didn't ring a bell with you, Cito Gaston was the legendary general manager of the Toronto Blue Jays when they won their 92 and 93 World Series. So today, Ernesto, for you and for the other fans who are disappointed, but there's always next year, right? I'm going to play the track that he wrote for the great Cito Gaston. Here is Song for Cito.
Thank you.
song for Cito, Cito Gaston and Ernesto, It'll Be Okay. They'll do it next year. They got close, but not quite enough. Well, let's move on to something else that I mentioned in my intro. I mentioned that Mo Hoag, who is a friend of mine and who used to sit in this chair and do a great jazz show here on CKUW years ago, and knows worldwide jazz like nobody else I know or I've heard of here in Winnipeg. He mentioned to me just recently when we were chatting about a couple of Australian saxophonists that he thought that you out there and I would appreciate hearing. So following that, I became aware of two brand new albums. The first one is by saxophonist Sam Gill, and his band is called Coursed Waters. And they have a brand new album out called Sense Maker. And it's a quartet. He has, alongside with Gill on saxophone and composer, is Melbourne-based drummer James McLean, pianist Novak Manayukovic from Sydney, and bassist Jacques Emery. And the this band is really something. And Mo was quite right. I much appreciated learning about their presence and their great new album. And I hope that you feel the same way. I'm going to play two tracks from the brand new album by saxophonist Sam Gill and his band called Coursed Waters. From Sensemaker, two tracks. The first one is called Scree, as in that stuff on the side of mountains where you can get killed if you're not careful. And the second one is called Imminent Liminal. Here is Australian Sam Gill. Thank you. Australian saxophonist Sam Gill there with two tracks from his brand new album that just came out maybe a week or so ago. With two tracks there, the album is called Sensemaker on Earshift label. And it's now 10:27 Central Standard Time here in Winnipeg. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM. My name's Keith Black, jazz between 10 and 1 here on Wednesdays live from the studio, streamed live and archived there at CKUW.ca, if that would be your preference. But however you got to listen to the music today, you're welcome, and I'm delighted that you're there. Well, a change now back to a Canadian trio with Kate Wyatt on piano, Adrian Vidadi on bass, and Louis Vincent Amel on drums from her latest album called Murmurations. I'm going to play three tracks. Patience Going to the Sun and Bardo. Here is the Kate Wyatt Trio. Thank you. Canadian pianist Kate Wyatt with her trio there for three tracks from her latest album called Murmurations. See, she is very talented. I like her touch a lot, and I like her ideas. A very, very neat trio album there. And it's trundling along here, 10:47 Central Time here in Winnipeg. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM. My name's Keith Black. Well, this next album is a bit, it's interesting. There's a lot of sort of genre bending and crossover albums between various genres. You're going to hear an orchestral one later on this morning. This one is by drummer composer Phil Haynes. The album is called Free Country, and you can interpret that several ways. The album notes refer to this as jazz grass, like bluegrass and country, and well, there's a very interesting sort of very solid. Listen to the music and you'll understand what I'm saying. This is free country, all right, and it has some very neat people on it. Haynes is on drums. He has cellist and vocalist Hank Roberts, guitarist Jim Yanda, and bassist Drew Gress. Interesting personnel there. But as you will hear on the tracks, this is clearly jazz grass, if you will. The notes proclaim that Haynes really wants to use the term free country in a little different interpretation or another interpretation, meaning that there is a social consciousness to the tracks, and free country sounds like it might be something that he wants to see happen in the States, and it's very interesting. Here, anyhow, I'm going to play three tracks. I played a few, just a tiny bit at the end of the show last week and promised I would do it justice today. So here are three tracks from Phil Haynes and from Free Country. I'm going to play Situation Ethics, Part-Time, and Strands of Liberty. Phil Haynes. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.